Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We are now in Masechet Zvachim Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph, near the bottom of the Amud, continuing with our discussion of Shechitat Chutz and Ha'alat Chutz. We just assayed Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael's respective opinions about the source for Zrikat Adam being Asur B'chutz. We're going to come back to that in a minute. A small aside, v'hadit nan, akometz v'amakabel damim b'chutz, patur. This is a Mishnah later on in the last parak, that if you do kmitzah outside, you're patur. Menalan, why are you patur? So the Gemara turns around and says, mehecha teite dechayav, why would you think you'd be chayav? Teite mishchita. The answer is, you should infer it from shchita, just like shchita is an avodah. Kometz and kabbalat adam are avodot, you're chayav. So malah shchita shekein nifselet shelo lo'ochlin b'pesach. Shchita has its own special chumrah, which is if you do shchita v'korban pesach and you include in you have intent to include people who may not eat the pesach, like people who are sick or tmeim, then the shchita is pasul. So it has its own chumrah. Teite mizrika. But if zrika, if you're chayav for zrika b'chutz, then you should be chayav for kabbalat adam b'chutz. Malah zrika shekein nizar chayav aleha mita. Remember that if a non-Kohen does Zrika, he's Chayav Mitah B'dei Shamayim. If a non-Kohen does Kabbalat Adam, it's Pasul, but he's not Chayav. So then Teiti Mebinaya, so why don't we infer it from the common factor between Shechita and Zrika, which is what we refer to as a Binyan Av, meaning using Bameh Hatzad. The answer is that we can't do that. Why? Im Ken Lo Yomar B'Zrika V'Teiti Mebinaya. Then Zrika itself would not have to be written, or at least alluded to, and you could have inferred it from the common features of Shechita and Ha'alah. Alright? So now watch this. V'teite mishchita, why don't we learn Zrika from Shechita? Because Malah Shechita Shekein Nifselet Shelo L'Hashem Ochlin Pesach, the same Chumrah. Teite mihalah, maybe we could learn Zrika from Ha'alah. Ma'alah Ha'alah Shekein Yesh Tva Mincha. After all, Zrika only applies to Zvachim. Ha'alah applies even to a Mincha. So V'teite Minaya, why don't we infer it from the common feature of Shechita and Ha'alah? The answer is the Hachiktiv Kra. That's why the Torah wrote Zrika, Lamed Lo'ata Minai, that you cannot infer it from the common feature, meaning within this system, you do not add more things just from common features. You can only add that which is actually written or alluded to. And therefore, Zrika, yes, Kabbalat Adam, not. Now, going back to Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Kiva, Amar Rabbi Abahu, Shachat Vizarak, Ledivere Rabbi Yishmael Chayav Achat, Ledivere Rabbi Akiva Chayav Shtayim. This is what Rabbi Abahu said. If you do shchita and zrika, let's say behela mechad, you forgot about the isurim, and did shchita and zrika at once. According to Mishmael, you only be chayav once, because the pasuk that Rabbi Mishmael infers zrika from is a subset of shchita. It's like doing shchita twice. According to Rabbi Kiv, you're chayav twice, because the pasuk he infers zrika from is a hala'a, ozevach. And therefore, it's like doing shchita and hala'a, and our Mishnah said you're chayav twice for that. Abaye disagrees. Even Rabbi Akiva would agree you're chayav twice. Why? Rabbi Akiva would agree that with Rabbi Shmuel that you're only chayav once. Why? De amar kra sham ta'aseh. In the key pasuk in Parshat Re'eh that says you may not do these offerings elsewhere, but just the place that Hashem chooses, it says there you will perform. Meaning, HaKatuv HaAsan L'Chulan Avodah Achat. Meaning, all avodot are considered one avodah vis-a-vis the problem of chutz. And since Shechita and Zrika are both avodot, even Rabbi Kiv would agree that even though he infers Zrika from a hala'a-oriented pasuk, there's still Yuchayiv once. Now, the second thing is that Rabbi Avahu says, Zarak ve'Allah to Rabbi Shmuel Chayav Shtayim. So now the next logical thing for Rabbi Avahu to say is, that if you did Zrika and Hala'a, according to Mishmael, you chayiv twice, because Zrika is a subset of Shechita. Rabbi Kiva and Chayiv Alachat. Abayim Arfilu Rabbi Kiva, Afilu Rabbi Kiva Chayiv Shtayim. Even Rabbi Kiva would agree you chayiv twice. Ha'achi Palginu Kra, that's why the Torah separated the two phrases, Sham Ta'aleh, and Sham Ta'aseh, meaning Hala'a is one problem, and Asiyot, the Avodot, are another problem. And therefore, you would be chayiv twice. Now, Shachat, Zarak, Ve'hela, if you did all three of them, Divirakol, meaning Rabbi Avahu would agree, and Abaye would agree, then in all of these cases, Chayav Shtayim, meaning Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel would agree, Chayav Shtayim, no matter which way you slice it, because Zrika is either a subset of Shechita or it's not, but it's not its own independent piece. Tanu Rabbanan. The Torah says, "Asher ishchat michutz lamachane." Yachol chutz, yachol shachat bedarom. Yachol ashochet olam bedarom. Yeh chayav. I might think you're chayav if you shechted kodshe kodshim in the south part of the Azara. Tamalomar only chutz lamachane. So the Torah says, "Bamachane only chutz lamachane," which means it has to be outside of the machane. Ma chutz lamachane miyuchad shein ra'ui lishchitat kodshim shchitat kol zavach. Chutz lamachane is a place where you can't do any kodshim, can't shecht any kodshim. Yatzad darom shalpi shein ra'ui lishchitat kodshim kodshim ra'ui lishchitat kodshim kalim. The southern part of the Azara is not fit for this olam, but it is fit for shlamim. Amarula, so then Aula draws the following conclusion from that. Hashochet al gago shel heichal chayav. If you were to go up on the roof of the heichal, so highly unlikely, but if you were to go up there and do shchita, you'd be chayav for shchutei chutz. Why? Huil ve'en ro'il shchitat kol zavach. In other words, he reads chutz not as being, and based on the previous braita, he reads chutz not as being something that is latitudinally and longitudinally outside of the precincts, but rather in a place that's not fit for shchita. The top of the roof is not a place you do shchita of anything. Matkif la Rava. Rava challenges him, says, Im ken nichtov kra michutz l'machane v'lo bay al petach omoy. Then, therefore, the Torah would only have to say that if you go michutz l'machane, you're chayav, and not say, and you didn't bring it petach omoy. Al petach omoy lamali. Why does it say, if you didn't bring it petach omoy? Lav l'mute gago. Isn't that to tell you that the roof of the heichal and other parts of the building of the heichal are not included in the sisur? Because petach omoy. So the Rav, Im ken nichtov petach omoy michutz l'machane lamali. So according to Rava, now why does it say l'chutz l'machaneh? Once it says a petach omoed, I know that if you do it in a place that's not petach omoed, it's out. So lav l'tui gago, isn't it there to include the roof? So I'm Rav Mary, no. L'itui kulav yifin l'tzavra b'chutz. A case where the animal is inside of the azara, but its neck is outside. The body's inside, torso's inside, the neck is outside. Tzavra b'chutz pshita, if the neck is outside, then it's obvious that it's called chutz. Am I copy to Rachmana? Rachmana is concerned about shchita. It was shchita b'chutzi, and the shchita here is outside. Ela la'atuye kula b'chutz v'tzavra b'fnim. It's the opposite. It's there to include a case where the animal is entirely outside, but the neck is inside, but mechutz l'machaneh, therefore you're chayav. Okay, itmar, we have the following memra. Hama'ala amaleh bizman hazeh. If today, in a post-churban, in a post-mikdash world, you do ha'ala b'chutz, Rabbi Yochanan amar chayav, Rabbi Yochanan amar patur. Why? Rabbi Yochanan amar chayav. And we ascribe to him the opinion, Kedusha Rishon on the Kichala Shatav, Kichala Tid Lavo. He says the Kedusha of the Mikdash is permanent. And therefore, even today, when there is no Mikdash, the Kedusha is there, and you're violating that Kedusha by offering outside. Rish Lakish Amar Patur, why? Kedusha Rishon on Kichala Shatav, Lo Kichala Tid Lavo. So, Neima de Beplug to Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yishuel, Kami Palgi. Perhaps they're just latching onto a machloket. We think it's a machloket between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. In their report in Masachet Eduyot, that none, Amar Ravi Eliezer, Shayu Bonim Baichal, Hayu Osim Klaim Baichal, Klaim Bazarot. That's important to note, just as a preface, that Masachet Eduyot is exactly what it sounds like. It's 8 chapters, chiefly of testimony of people, and almost all the testimony has to do with Tumah V'Tahara or Mikdash, all relating to the Mikdash, and it was compiled, evidently, within the first generation or second generation after the Churban, from either eyewitnesses or people who had heard directly from eyewitnesses about particular practices in the Mikdash. The status of Tahara of the waters in the Beit HaShchita and till what time they would offer up Korbanot, etc. And so therefore, Eliezer has a report that when they were building, whether this is originally the original building of the second Mikdash or this is in the rebuilding of Herod, that they would make curtains in the Heichal, and then make curtains in the Azarot. In the Azarot, they'd be inside of the curtains building, and the Heichal, they'd build it on the outside of it. I heard that when they first came, they brought Korbanot without a Beit HaMikdash. It's true, take a look in Ezra Gimel. They'd eat Kotche Kotche without curtains or walls or anything else. Kotchim Kalim, Asasheni, and they'd eat Kotchim Kalim, and Masa Sheni in the area where Yerushalayim, where the city walls were, Afisha and Choma, even if there are no walls up, inside of that area they'd eat. Why? And he states explicitly, because the first Kedusha, meaning the Kedusha of Shlomo, of the Mikdash and the Kedusha of Shlomo and Chizkiyahu, etc., of the city and the wall city walls was permanent. So Lav Michal de Rav Elazar Sover Lav Lo Kitsha. So don't we infer from that that Rav Yeshua and Rav Elazar must be disagreeing if Rav Elazar must hold the position that Lo Kitsha Latid Lavo? Amar Ravina Ravashi, he says, Mimai, who said, Dilma the Kuli Alma Kedusha Rishna Kitsha Shatava Kitsha Latid Lavo? Maybe everybody agrees that the Kedusha is permanent. Remember, it's Eduyot, so each one is reporting different things they heard about the Mikdash. And everybody agrees that the Kedusha is there. So then, according to Rabbi Elazar, why put up klayim? Why put up curtains? You don't need them. The place of the curtains is enough. The answer is, let's the Yotav Alma. It was there to perfect privacy, not because of any halachic mandate. Okay, Idmar Amalev Ein Bo Kazayit. Let's say you brought up a korban outside, and there was not a kazayit of meat. Or of imurim ve'etzem mashtimol kazayit, but it's attached to a bone, and together with the bone, it's a kazayit. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayav, Rish Lakish Amar Patur. Why? Yochanan Amar Chayav, chiburei olin kolin dami. Anything attached to something going on the mizbeach is like that thing. Rish Lakish Amar Patur, chiburei olin lav kolin dami. And Rabbi Shlakish says, just because it's attached doesn't make it part of it. There's not a kazayit of meat, you're not chayav. A bone is not a korban. Boy Rava, so Rava then asks, hama'ale rosh ben yonah. If you were to put the head of a bird up there, like a lata of, she'ein bo kazayit, umelach mashtim ala kazayit. If you remember back from the din of lata of, you have to put the head into melach and then throw it on the mizbeach. So if the salt makes it a kazayit, mahu. So the Rav Barzaka the Ravashi, lav hainu the plukad of Rabbi Yochanan Shlokish, he thinks that that should fall along the lines of Rabbi Yochanan Shlokish's disagreement. Rabbi Yochanan would say you're chayav because it's connected to the bird, and Rav Shlokish says, it's not the bird, it's not chayav. The answer is no. Tibar the Rabbi Yochanan, Tibar the Shlokish. You could ask whether Rabbi Yochanan here would say patur, and you could ask whether Rav Shlokish here might even say chayav. Why, Tibar the Rabbi Yochanan, adkan lokam Rabbi Yochanan hatam ela etzem. Rabbi Yochanan said you're chayav when it's the bone, diminut basaru, it's part of the meat. It's connected to it. Av melach tlav mina the bayona hulo, but salt isn't part of the bird, it's something you put on the bird. We rub the bird in it. Tibar the Rosh Lakish, you could ask the same question on Rosh Lakish, meaning adkan lo Rosh Lakish hatam ela de'im de'iparish mina lav mitzvah lasuke. Remember this, if a bone pops off of the meat, there's no mitzvah to put it on the mizbeach. Aval hacha de'iparish mitzvah lasuke lo, but here, if the salt falls off of the bird, you have to put some more salt on. The salt has to be there. So therefore, the salt is a vital part of offering up the bird's head. Odilma lo shnar, perhaps they just followed their original positions, which is, either the essential thing is a kazayit or not, and Rabbi Yochanan said anything attached to it is. The answer is teiku. We don't know what their position would be. Now, back in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi Aglili took the position that if you have shchutei chutz, you're not chayav v'harla b'chutz because they're already pasul. And then Chachamim said back, well, even shchutei pim, the minute you take them out, they're pasul and yet you're chayav. So Heshiv Rabbi Tachat Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabbi Yossi Aglili is not around. Rabbi answers to defend him. And his answer is, Mala shochet bifnim mala bachut shaita lo shata kosher. When you did shchita inside, that this korban had a moment of kashrut. Even though you took it outside and pasled it, it's a korban that at one time was kosher. So shochet chutz mala bachut shaita lo shata kosher, but if you shech bachutz, it was never fit. So therefore, we can distinguish between shchute chutz and shchute pnim vis-a-vis the liability for halat chutz and defender of Yosei Glili. Heshiv Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Tachat Rabbi Yossi Glili. So Rebbe's colleague Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon gives a different answer on behalf of Yossi Glili. Mala shochet bifnim, mala b'chutz shekein kodesh mekablo. After all, if you did shechita bifnim and took it outside, it's yotze. Therefore, if it went on the mizbeach inside, it would stay. Shochet b'chutz shekein kodesh mekablo. But if you did shechita b'chutz and by accident brought that inside and put it on the mizbeach, it would come down. So my benayu, what's the difference between Rebbe and Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon? Amar zeir shechitat laila yikav benayu. If you did shechita balayla, that doesn't fit Rebbe's take because it never had shata kosher. It does fit Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon's take because imala lo yered. Rabba Amar had a different one. Kabbalah bikli choli kabinayu. If you did the Kabbalah in a non-kli sharet, that's the difference because it's the same thing. Lechatchila, it doesn't have shata kosher, but b'diavad, if it went on the mizbeach, then it stays up. Now, Tamesha Achal Ben Kodesh. This is the second Mishnah that was a parallel machloket between Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Rabbanan. Rabbanan said that if you are Tamei and you eat Kodesh, whether Tamei or Tahor, you're Chayav. Rabbi Yossi Aglili said, you're only Chayav if you eat Kodesh Tahor. If you eat Kodesh Tamei, it was already Tamei. So Shapar Kamilei Rabban Rabbi Yosef Gleili, they had a good challenge. Amarava, so you call Hecha the Nitma Tuma Taguf Acharka Nitma Basar Matam Basar the Kol Yamalo Pligin Chayav. Rava says certainly everybody would agree that if you were first Tamei and then you touched the Basar and you made it Tamei, everybody agree you're Chayav for eating it. Okay, Tuma Taguf Bacharet, because after all Tuma Taguf, and then if you're Tamei and you eat Kodesh, there's Karet. Kipligi, when's the machlok? Ma basar hakin ma guf. If the basar became tamei and then you became tamei, why? The rabbanon savri amrin and migo. The rabbanon say, since after all, if you were to eat it, betahara, if you were to eat it betahara, then you're chayav. So you're chayav here. We say savar lo amrin migo. We don't have that svara. V'yosi need migo lo amrinan, but v'yosi should still say you're chayav, even though we don't apply migo. Tete tumat aguf tachamira v'tachul al tumat basar. After all, tumat aguf is far more severe. Yuchayav karet, as opposed to tumat basar of the korban, where if you, as a tahor person, as we saw at the end of the Mishnah, were to eat something that's tameh, you're not chayav. Ravashim, might the tumat aguf chamira? He said, who said tumat aguf is more chamur? Tumat basar chamur, and I'll prove it to you. Shekin ein latara b'mikvah. You cannot fix a korban that became tameh; it's tameh forever. As opposed to a person who's tameh can go to the mikvah at some point and become tahor. So therefore, maybe Tumat Basar is more Chamor, and therefore maybe if the Basar became Tamei first, Rabbi Yossi Aglili at least has a decent point in saying that, therefore, you became Tamei afterwards, that you would not be Chayav for eating it. Okay, we'll pause at this point, pick it up in the next Mishnah, the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.